Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We had the rescued astronaut splash down yesterday afternoon. Awesome. And then before that, we had those 16-year-old girls who were missing off of Cedar Key, found alive and mostly well, a little cold, but 14 miles away from Cedar Key, where they were last seen, and they were just on a paddleboard, and temperatures dropped into the 40s. Thank the good Lord. All right. We also have a very good treat for you as we check in once again with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. We're doing great. Have you filled out your March Madness bracket?
No, I haven't. I need to get to that. I mean, look, Gators in the Final Four is easy peasy, right?
Absolutely. We're coming to dance, baby. We're doing this. That's all
right.
The way.
That's right. I like it. Making FEMA great again. I mean, I just made that up, but I know you've been working with some of the folks, and we still hear some of the complaints that occurred with recent hurricanes destroying a lot of property, especially in Florida's West Coast, and stories of them not helping people that had Trump signs. And it turns out that there is something to it. What have you heard?
So yesterday we were across the district with the new FEMA Trump-appointed administrator, Cam Hamilton, who spent 10 years as a Navy SEAL. Nothing rattles this guy. And talk about somebody who genuinely has a heart for service. He listened to folks who had lost their businesses, lost their homes. And, I mean, it's some of the most devastating things that you can listen to, and of course a lot of these homes had Trump signs, people were wearing Trump hats, and they talked about how they got denial letter after denial letter. They got passed around and locked into the bureaucratic system. Some people called it the, you know, when your laptop freezes and it's a little circle of death that just keeps spinning. That's kind of how they felt, getting stuck in the FEMA system and just not getting answers, period. So the way that the president and the new FEMA administrator see it is this is an opportunity to completely gut the system, take it down to the studs, and start again, and really empower the states. And he even said, we had the director of Florida Emergency Management, Kevin Guthrie, with us. Florida has become a model. But when you're fighting your federal partners, it takes away from the mission. And so we want to actually make this a little bit more collaborative. He wants people to have answers within hours of applying, because there's so much that we could be doing and using in terms of technology to speed the process up, rather than leave it to the opinion of some inspector or some bureaucrat who's just been airdropped in from Minnesota or Kentucky or somewhere else when they surge these people in. And so they're going to really optimize. I love that word that he used. We're going to optimize the workforce. We're going to get better at doing more with less. And we are going to make this a survivor-centered agency where we are designed to go in, help in the immediate aftermath, and get answers right out the gate. So I'm very encouraged. I saw a lot of people with tears in their eyes having hope for the first time in a long time, and that was really encouraging.
Well, I mean, when you're utilizing activism while people have just experienced a disaster and yeah. they're hurting and in pain, I mean, you know, for a bureaucrat to do that, it really does it get any worse? That's so ugly.
Yeah, and you know, I'll even point this out. You know, we had law enforcement notified us yesterday that there were groups of protesters from Gainesville that were trying to crash all of the meetings that we were having with FEMA and residents up and down the coast who had lost their homes because they wanted to scream at us about Elon and President Trump. I mean, you talk about Elon derangement syndrome. These people live in Gainesville and they wanted to come and disrupt these families who are finally getting heard by FEMA for the first time. And I mean, it just blows my mind how folks are so deranged when it comes to President Trump and what DOGE is trying to do. And that's across the board. DOGE is trying to make government better for the people. And instead you have folks that are so blind with hate that they would rather see taxpayer money go towards fraud and abuse and waste, and in some cases terrorism. I mean, remember what happened with UNRWA. You have these people who are just absolutely blinded with hate. And again, I say the Dems are in disarray. They're having an identity crisis. We're going to stay focused on the mission. And I'm so encouraged from our visit yesterday, and I'll be meeting today with constituents all day here in the district. And the message has been the same: keep doing what you're doing. Keep having President Trump dig into these agencies and uprooting the waste, fraud, and abuse.
It is amazing that Elon went from a total hero to a zero by the left just because he decided he wanted to help his country under the leadership of the evil Donald Trump. So it's despicable, but it is what it is. Let me ask you this. Judges are popping up using the judicial system like they have been since Trump's first term, doing everything they can to block him, like the DOGE stuff, the deportation stuff. Is this something that Congress can act on, or will this eventually be a SCOTUS scenario?
No, we can act on this. You know, Congress has the authority to remove these activist judges and impeach them, but I believe you need 67 votes in the Senate to do it. So us getting 14, give or take, senators to cross the aisle and come along with us. For most of these are Obama-appointed judges, the ones that have been really standing in the way, these lower district courts trying to stop the president from executing on his authority. It would be a very long, hard-fought battle that I don't know would result in success. So I think ultimately we'll see these decisions get kicked up to the higher courts. And thankfully, we've had pretty good success at the Supreme Court level. And again, I always am very cautious because what we do becomes the playbook for the left when they eventually get into power. And so I encourage my colleagues to constantly speak out, highlight how these activist judges are truly a threat to our republic and to constitutional principles, even though they're the ones screaming at us that it's the Constitution in crisis. No, the president's actually acting within his authority. And if these members and these judges, these people who are siding with these Obama-era judges actually cared about the republic, they would be in favor of the Reins Act, which restores Article I authority back to the people's house, rather than allowing these bureaucrats to make decisions to spend money. So it's kind of funny because these people want to have it both ways. But I think that you have folks like Stephen Miller, you've got Pam Bondi, you've Cash Patel, you have real warriors that are not going to shy away and say, oh, well, you know, we'll have this fight another day. No, they lean in. And the president knows that we are on the clock. He is not going to allow some lower level district judge who does not have the authority to step in and stop the agenda that the American people have given us in an overwhelming mandate, both through the Electoral College and the popular vote.
Yeah. You know, their mantra on the left many times is the end justifies the means, instead of looking at it like, does this help the American people or hurt the American people? They throw that out the window and they just go with Trump evil. Stop.
And exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. And we look forward to speaking to you again, hopefully next week.
Yes. Yes. And go Gators. Big week that's coming up. And so everybody be watching and cheering on our guys.